I was listening at lunchtime to this lady that was writing a historical novel about, I mean, where Sitka was part of the setting. And it talked about when Alaska was a colony of Russia. And it's still a colony today, a colony of corporations. You know, we've been colonized by BP and ConocoPhillips and Exxon and a number of other corporations that want to take our raw materials out of the state, but don't want to have sustainable industries and sustainable jobs for Alaskans. And I think we need to take control of our future and make sure that we have sustainable jobs and futures here for Alaskans.
What about industries and other aspects of the economy in Southeast? How do you see your vision applying here?
Well, this is an energy-hungry world. There are going to be businesses and manufacturing that will relocate where they have a stable source and supply of energy, electricity that's made by water and wind, and moving us on to a hydrogen economy, I believe, is going to be one of the answers. And Alaska has this abundance of tidal power, of lake taps for hydroelectric, and all. There are going to be businesses that are going to be looking at Alaska because of that, and it's time to be looking forward to where the puck is going to be, so that we can skate to the where it's going to be, not where the puck is today, because the Alaska that we have today is not going to look the same in 20 years.
People have been trying to beat Don Young for years. Mm-hmm. Some came close, most didn't. Why should voters not vote for Don Young another time?
Well, because, you know, Alaskans have returned Don Young to Congress now for 19 terms. And he should be one of the most powerful men in Congress. Instead, he's squandered that power and that prestige that we've given him, and he's number 435 out of 435. He has no power left because of his legal troubles and because of not trying to get along with his own caucus. So he's been kicked out of all the leadership, no longer is able to have a chairmanship of any kind, and he doesn't have the kind of relationships that Stevens had with the other party. He always had Robert Byrd or Daniel Inouye and others that he had personal relationships with. So it didn't matter whether his party was in power or out of power. He was still in power. And Don Young doesn't have any of that.
Let's talk about one of the bills that Don Young has supported and has been controversial here in Southeast. What do you think of the Sea Alaska Land Selection legislation?
At first glance, it seemed like the right thing to do, that Sea Alaska was due selections and all. But as this has unfolded, it seems as though they have not brought all the parties to the table. There's a lot of dissension and opposition to the bill. I think we're going to need to take a step back and see what it takes to get more of the stakeholders here in agreement. I believe that the Sea Alaska bill, as it stands right now, won't pass. So I think we're going to need to have more talks and find a way to find agreement between the parties.